Blog Talk Radio.
Guys, this is Those Guys with your host, Matt Marrero, along with
Anthony Sinandres.
Hey, everyone, this is our Captain America Winter Soldier 2. The 2 is in there somewhere, I'm not sure which. Is it the second Winter Soldier movie or the second Captain America movie?
Second Captain America movie.
Our first Winter Soldier movie.
Yeah, and it was a great intro for him.
What's great is that was a stupidly done joke, but here's the thing. See, Anthony and I make jokes, or Anthony first make jokes about how Thor the Dark World was really Loki 1. So even though you know, we make jokes about the movie being centered around Loki, at least in this film, you know, the Winter Soldier will eventually become a good guy. Oh shit, spoilers, whoops, oh no.
Well, there goes our first half hour, so, I mean...
Well, no, here's the thing. I mean it more, and it's kind of funny. I mean it comic book sense, not in... Because for all we know, actually what's really cool is because, you know, the Marvel Universe in movie form is doing its own little thing, the movieverse, if you want to call it that. So for all we know, Bucky, you know, whoever it is, could be a bad guy.
It could be anybody.
Actually, they didn't show us who the Winter Soldier was. I'm still assuming it's Bucky, but for all we know, it could be Stan Lee.
It could be. It could be Jack Kirby. We don't know.
It could. Yeah, it could. Speaking of, the first half an hour will be as spoiler-free as we can make it, and then the second half hour will be full of spoilers, chock full of spoilers. So no spoilers in the first half. You know nothing about anything. However, we will tell you how we think the movie is if you should go watch it, if you really do care. So no spoilers, but that Spider-Man cameo was great, wasn't it?
Oh my God, I had no idea. And what did you think of the Deadpool cameo?
What was great about that was just that, you know, like I heard that they were trying to throw some money at them to, you know, bring in, but they always kept on saying, oh no, it wasn't going to happen. You know, they didn't, but they actually, you know, it happened. I was like, whoa, Ryan Reynolds, Andrew Garfield, and did you notice the Wolverine, you know, the Wolverine outfit in the background?
That was so cool. I mean, it was all 2D animation, but it was awesome.
Yeah. Oh, if anyone doesn't understand sarcasm, that's what we're... Well, really, you know, jokes. That's what we're doing right now. None of that happened. I just don't want to get angry fan mail and just have someone go, you know, oh, I can't believe, you know, you guys did that. And then I'm sitting here going, thank you for writing to us. You're the first person who has ever done that.
Fan mail. I'd be more concerned about someone sending the Winter Soldier on us, dude.
I'd be extremely excited. Because it would just be like, oh, no, he's going to kill. Someone would be like, he's going to kill you. And I'd be like, I was important enough. You know, if anyone doesn't know, this is not a spoiler, the Winter Soldier assassinates people. That's kind of what he's for. So, or she, let's not, you know, that's kind of what the Winter Soldier is for. Really, you know, yeah, it could be anybody. Could be Black Widow. How do we know? I don't know. So the Winter Soldier is there to assassinate, and so, you know, therefore, you know, gunshots, you know, if I'm getting hit with gunshots, it's like, wow, the Winter Soldier is kind of like, who decided to put a hit out on Matt Marrero? Who had, that much money to just be like, yeah, just that one?
It's it like, means really, they were like, thinking of you, so how awesome is that?
I know, I would be really excited if the Winter Soldier was sent out on me, and oh boy, we have ourselves a caller, and I'm going to patch our caller through.
Awesome.
Hello, caller.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, where are you from? I feel like I know you. Where are you from?
So do I.
I'm from Queens.
Oh, hello, Daniel. No, you don't know him, Anthony, but hello, Daniel. Daniel is our resident caller for many of our wrestling kind of, you know, talks. But,
oh, cool.
Wrestling episodes. But here's the thing, Daniel. So remember, no spoilers. So if you want to call back, I'll give you the option in the second half an hour.
right, no spoilers? That's cool.
No.
I'll call back.
Oh, you want to call? Okay. So Daniel will be calling back in the second half an hour because I understand, because the thing is I'm sure he loves a lot about the movie, and we don't want to spoil any of you who still have yet to see it. So, Daniel, please definitely call back, but keep on listening. All right, Daniel?
All right.
All right. Talk to you later, man.
Talk to you later.
Okay. So now getting on with our spoiler-free version, definitely the Patrick Stewart cameo as, as Professor X was great.
Oh, that was really cool.
Oh, yeah,
and
definitely.
It blew my mind when Superman flew by the helicarrier, though. I mean, talk about coming out of left field. Superman.
You know, what's great is actually I made that joke today. During the movie, I whispered to Ashley, you know, my girlfriend, I whispered to her, I said, you know, I think it was during a really big scene where it was just like, we need help. Because sadly, one of the things that actually I disliked about this movie, which isn't an issue with this movie, it's more of a lot of movies do this, right? Be it Marvel, be it whatever, even comics do this. We talked about this week in comics, on our last episode with you and I together before the How I Met Your Mother one.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about how they kind of get a bit too much like, oh, no, the world is ending, right?
Yeah.
And yet, there were no Avengers cameos whatsoever in this film. You know, just...
Oh, I can explain that, but it kind of pertains to spoilers a bit, so...
All right. Well, I would assume then, how about we'll just say this? They were wrapped up in their other events, you know, compared to other movies. You could just say that, I guess. But it was a bit upsetting because, you know, I mean, unless you really are saying that each and every movie happened around the same time, but I remember you even mentioned a while ago that Iron Man 3 is meant to happen before Captain America.
No. Iron Man 3 is after Captain America. That's the reason...
The second one.
This isn't spoilers for Cap 2, so...
Okay.
That's the reason in Iron Man 3 there was... it is a spoiler. Never mind.
There was
we'll
something.
Yeah.
We'll get to that later. But what matters... definitely write that one down, though.
Absolutely.
But, yes, I feel as if, you know, there was a lot of, you know, so... So I made the joke saying, like, you know, it's like... You know, it's like, they need Batman here. You know, it's like, why aren't the Avengers here? And she looked at me confused. So that was implying that Batman was a part of the Avengers. Something that someone implied to me once. I'm not going to lie. So when the Avengers appeared, and there was only, in the movie, and there was only Iron Man, Thor, Captain America, you know, Black Widow, Hawkeye. And again, to them it was only. They were like, where's Spider-Man? And I was like, fair assessment. And then she sadly went on. She said, where's Batman and Superman? And I was like... No. You misunderstand.
Two complete different universes.
Yes, completely. If you see a toy set where Batman is the Avenger, you're at a Chinese bootleg store. Don't buy it. Also, because you know, you might be a little bit confused. Like, oh wow, I can't believe Shrek was an Avenger. I can assure you, he wasn't. Okay. But yes, getting back to, you know, the actual film, spoiler free, I really enjoyed the tone of this film because I just, you know, the whole spy, you know, setting, really the backdrop really made me extremely happy because we haven't really gotten that in a film. Even in the first film, it was just all war for Captain America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is understandable because that's what they were doing, no duh. But it just was really nice to just get away from that, and now it's just, okay, now we're getting into, you know, secrets and, you know, and espionage and corporations and all this really cool stuff that I never would have thought, like, it's what Cap should be about, but I haven't seen it about as much.
Definitely not. And
Which
I mean, even
great.
When we came out of the theater, you said, has this been done in the comics? I'm like, no, I don't think they've ever done this in the comics.
Yes, because, let's clarify here. Winter Soldier was done in the comics.
Well, yeah.
Something else that we can't talk about yet, that we will talk about in the next half an hour, the second half an hour, is something that has never been done. And if you haven't seen the movie, just understand, Winter Soldier, yes, comic book character, you know, definitely look into Ed Brubaker's run, a very, an amazing writer who did, he did Captain America straight for 10 years, thankfully. The Winter Soldier arc is only just, you know, a couple, maybe about like 20 or so issues long, depending on, you know, what you consider part of the arc and what's not, because, you know, there's a lot of follow-up stuff that definitely, you know, does very well, and he's just such a great writer. I mean, he's so good, right, that you even told me that they had dinner with him. The creators of the movie had dinner with this guy to say, hey, you know, let's talk about our ideas.
Exactly. The directors, the writers, I'm not sure about the producers, but they all sat down with Ed Brubaker to make sure that they nailed this, because the I can't speak for the writer, but I know the directors were huge fans of the comic book. Even Sebastian Stan, the person that plays the Winter Soldier, said
yes.
that he had no idea. When he first tried out, he originally auditioned for Captain America. And
yes.
they said, well, what about another part? And they called him back to play Bucky. And once Captain America, the first one, was done, apparently he didn't know if he'd be back. And he said one day he just got a call, and they said, do you remember that thing we talked about that we said we might do? And he said, yeah. And he goes, well, we're going to do it. And he said he was so happy because he loves the Winter Soldier arc from the comics. So everyone involved with this
movie.
But
we don't know if he got to become the Winter Soldier, though, because we don't know who the Winter Soldier is. So for all we know, he could be playing a he could have been playing Falcon, actually.
He could have been random scared guy number 5. I mean, that's
a pretty big
deal.
Who was Falcon? Who was Falcon, by the way? An actor? What?
Oh,
yeah.
Anthony Mackie.
Okay. I want to know if I know him from something, because I don't think I do.
Speaking of, I
don't want to critique anyone. I don't want to, like, nitpick, but he wasn't big enough. Usually I don't care. Maybe it's just the suit, but when I see Falcon drawn, and I know maybe you can just say, oh, it's a comic book thing. But no, you know, Chris Hemsworth, huge. I know people tried to make fun of him in the trailers, but once you actually saw him in the movie, people stopped making fun of him.
Yeah.
Chris Evans, again, making fun of. You actually see him without a shirt? Never mind. You know, so, but with Falcon, he seemed like they thought, like, oh, no, he needs to be tiny, which, fair enough, you know, aerodynamic.
Well,
whatever.
I mean, the main reason I was kind of cool with that was because he even mentioned in the movie he's been out of service for a while. He does run,
fair enough.
But it doesn't mention that he does any kind of, like, weightlifting or anything like that.
Fair enough.
So maybe he's just getting back into it.
Yeah. If you notice us talking negatively about the film in the first half hour, we apologize. It's just we want to say certain things that we enjoyed very badly. Very, very badly. But then we don't want to alienate you from this film. So let's talk about positives. Talk about the positive energy, right? Positive things. We enjoyed... Let's think about this. It's really a thing. So we enjoyed this setting because, you know, certain things have never been done before. Something that certain comic book fans aren't a fan of. And I'll even agree that when certain things are tweaked here and there, like, you know, like, let's say, I don't know, like the Mandarin, you know, whatever, mm-hmm. you know, just throwaway characters that, you know, are the, you know, number one villain in Iron Man's rogue gallery, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
When those little tiny huge things are changed, while I like, you know, that, you know, the twist of it, it still kind of rubs me the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
But in this case, it was just something where it was just really well done. And also, definitely, if you're a comic book fan, know that what you think you've read before the movie coming out, understand that you're actually getting more. You're getting a lot of little tiny Easter eggs that you were not even thinking of getting.
Which we'll talk about in about a little under a half hour.
Oh, yeah. But I think it's really nice because, you know, also, by the way, if you are going to see the film and you aren't a comic book fan, bring one along. Please do. Because there are a lot of things that you will enjoy. You can take it at face value without being a fan of comics. That's what's even better, by the way. You can take it without, like, you don't have to be a fan of the comics to enjoy this movie. However, what I will say is, when you get that person whispering into your ear, saying, that's who that is, it actually really starts to make you think, like, wow, people cared enough that, you know, and then even the little blurb, they'll say to you, oh, this is the person who could do this, or who did this in the comics, and then you think, oh, wow, what are they going to do with this person now? What if, you know, let's say the person dies or you think they're going to die. Like, where is this headed? And you really enjoy. And that's what I think is great. So definitely bring someone along. Even if you think that they're an annoying person, just bring them along for that one purpose. Let Marvel films be the only reason why you hang out with this girl or guy. Only reason.
Only
like, you know, don't bring them to parties if you really hate them that much. But definitely bring them to the movie. It worked very well. I mean, and it felt nice, you know, just being able to, like, I know you had our friend Constantine, and then I had Ashley, where we would just look at them and be like, okay, this is who this is doing.
And then there were certain parts when you and me would just look at each other instantly, then we'd go right to either Ashley or Constantine and be like, okay, this is why we look at each other, because that person is
this and that. Yeah, we really like each other a lot, even love, but, like, not in that exact way, you know, I mean, we're cool with each other, you know, we're bros, but I mean, just, you know, because we share
it's
a lot
not
of
what
love.
You think. It's not what you think. We're just very excited about that man on screen.
Yeah, exactly. It's because of the man in the spandex. That sounds bad out of context.
But one really positive thing for me, because you just you know I'm a fan of the character, and we're not going to get into spoilers with this, but the Winter Soldier was handled perfectly on screen.
Yes.
I couldn't have asked for a better representation of him, to be honest. I don't know about how you felt about him on screen, but he was just perfect.
It's strange. Okay, this is going to be the weirdest thing I'll ever say in my life. I like his voice. And it's weird because normally, okay, when you read comics, I don't know about you guys, but I think of specific, characters, you know, their voices and certain voice actors and whoever. So I was thinking of, sadly I can't recall his name, but the voice actor of Trunks from Dragon Ball Z. That's who I thought of when I thought of the Winter Soldier, his voice. I all of a sudden start hearing the actor speak, and I think, did they just come to my house and just, like, you know, like, just shake me one night? Just, Matt, what kind of voice do you like? The one from the charts. Okay, cool.
The minute he started talking on screen, it's like, Trunks?
Yeah.
What?
And I was so, I don't know about you, that was what I wanted so badly.
Oh, absolutely.
No idea. You have no idea.
I'm the same way when I read. Like, if I'm reading Batman, for example, and it's a Joker story, I'm going to hear Mark Hamill as Joker and Kevin Conroy as Batman. So,
continue.
Well, I was basically done, so.
Okay. No, because I was going to say, even when I read the actual short story called Joker, which had a more Ledger-style design to him. Still, all I could think of is just, you know, hello, Johnny, I'm Joker. That's all I could think of. It had that leatherness, that Heath Ledger-ness to his look. But how do we get on to Batman? Batman is not actually in this film, folks. We'll spoil that for you, in case you weren't aware.
We were talking about Winter Soldier's voice act.
We're talking about the movie. We're talking about Winter Soldier as a whole, right? No Batman. Why is he creeping into this? Batman has to creep into everything, doesn't he?
Well, it's the 75th anniversary this year, so.
Yeah, good for him. Good for him. Your parents have been dead multiple times throughout your 75-year run. Let's hope for 75 more deaths in the next 75 years. That Winter Soldier guy. Or girl.
Oh, yeah.
I know you actually were talking about how you loved the score.
I don't know. It's so weird because I can't even pinpoint, like, what instruments were used in it. But every time he left the screen, it sounded to me like someone was just screaming. It sounds bizarre to say, but it sounded so cool. It was just menacing.
It made him sound, intimidating.
Yeah. And that first time, spoilers, never mind.
Nah, haha! Oh, this is a fun half an hour, isn't it? What I have to say, it helps you in writing articles, so you're not going to be one of those people that puts, you know, no spoilers, right? Oh, no spoilers, and then in the article it's just, and Captain America dies. You said no spoilers!
Well,
so at
spoilers,
least you're trying to...
that was only one.
That was only one spoiler, you know? I would love to write an article and just be like, there will only be one spoiler, and then at one random point mention Stephanie Brown. But anyway, moving forward, I would like to say that the action sequences in this movie were very well done. I mean, some could say that they were a bit over the top, but I enjoyed them because, like, I thought Iron Man 3's action sequences were actually over the top. And when I say action, I refer not to the CGI, more to the, you know, punches and kicking, because... You know, in Iron Man 3, while there was a slight, you know, Tony kind of, like, alluding to the fact that he's been practicing kung fu, you know, with the whole training to the testing dummy, the wood dummy, still felt very out of place when he was snapping people's necks and shooting off guns, because
he was presumed dead and everything?
Yes, because, okay. and Ashley, you know, my girlfriend tried to say, like, oh, no, well, it's a whole, like, you know, he said, oh, it's all for revenge. And I agree with that, you know, like, in his mindset, he was like, this is my revenge. But it just... because they didn't say outwardly, and I know they don't have to say, like, I had arms training, right? It just feels really awkward to just feel... I know this is a guy who made weapons for a living.
To use that as a defense. Like, he makes them for a living. He probably knows how to use a few of them.
Fair enough, fair enough. It's just I never thought of Tony as a killer necessarily, because it felt very awkward seeing him as a... But Cap, on the other hand, I mean, that guy went to war. So while there are some people who where he might say, let's not kill them, like Scarlet Witch, House of M, you know, things like that, right? Like, let's just think about this, right? If he is in battle, body's got to drop.
It's a whole different story.
Oh, yeah, it's a whole different... And that's what this movie was about, actually, what I really enjoyed. This whole movie was just a battle, a giant battle, but not in a way that any plot was missing. I think that while certain things were obviously changed around from the Winter Soldier's comic, I feel as if, you know, depending on where it's going for a third movie, yes, I won't... You know, sadly, I'll say I won't spoil as to why there should be a third movie, but it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know when and... See, the cool thing about it is, even though I'm saying there's going to be a third one, right? Someone can say, oh, no, but the cool thing is we don't know when, where, or how. Because with the... What I mean is when, where, or how, I mean we've had talks about now that, you know, they want to do a Doctor Strange film, they want to do this and that. So do you, I mean, maybe you know some more info than I do. Do you know when there is a confirmed Captain America 3 coming out?
Oh, yeah. Dude, you didn't hear anything about this? Go ahead.
Let's pretend I'm like the people who don't want to be spoiled. Pretend I'm like them.
Tell me.
Because in this, I just didn't... Right.
It's been a whole internet thing for like the past week and a half. Since the movie premiered, actually.
That's what it is. I haven't checked since the movie premiered.
Well, what happened was recently Warner Brothers announced that Superman Batman is going to be May 6, 2016. I believe, 2016? Let me check right now. Yeah, May 6, 2016.
Oh, wait a second. Actually, wait, no, now I remember this, because people were saying, which one are you going to want to see more, Captain America 3 or Batman Superman, yes?
Well, that's partially it. What happened was when they were interviewing the stars of Captain America on the red carpet, they asked about the third movie, and just before the premiere, they announced it's going to be the same day as Superman Batman. So on the red carpet, they were asking... they were asking the stars, you know, do you feel, like, threatened because it's such a big movie? And I believe it was Sebastian Stan who gave my favorite answer. It's like, well, DC has a decent track record. I mean, Man of Steel, Dark Knight, I guess Green Lantern, I don't really know. But we have a whole universe. So we have an established universe, and we're going to keep going. So we're not going anywhere. We're staying with that release date.
Yes, no, what I think is now I remember, thank you for reminding me, because I remembered a few of my friends talking about it and even getting involved in the conversation, but sadly, with my memory as it is, slipped my mind. But what I will say about that, though, and I think everyone really should think about this, too, is while Batman and Superman does have Batman and Superman in it, when you see Captain America 2, you will most likely be, I would assume anyway, you are more... You are more hyped and you are more, in anticipation for Captain America 3 than you are for Batman Superman.
Oh, I'm a huge Superman fan, and I'm waiting for Captain America 3 even more.
Yes, and also, by the way, while some people try to look at the opening weekend sales, which are, yes, you're going to look at those sales, but at the same time, you know, understand that, you can easily go see Batman Superman 2 the next weekend or Captain America 3 the next weekend, and that's what a lot of people are going to do. People might say, oh no, but they went for more midnight releases for this, but if at the end of the day one makes more money than the other, doesn't matter what weekend you went to go see it in.
Exactly.
Yeah. Also, although I will say though, I believe there's going to be a decent chance of, you know, and I'm not saying this should be what happens all the time, but where, you know, someone will go see Captain America 3 times, not even trying to make a joke, just 3 times, and they'll see Batman Superman once, which can be an issue.
Yeah.
Because, you know, even if less people go see Captain America, I don't see people going to see Batman Superman several times. That's how bad the movie is. I just called it Batman. It's supposed to be Superman Batman, everyone. Superman 2. Why? But yes. So, I mean, hell, look at Superman's, how well it did. While there wasn't a good word of mouth, at the same time, and some people will say, there weren't good ticket sales. Still, you could argue that a lot of people went to see it, just like with Avengers. However, people didn't see Avengers once.
And they even re-released
Avengers.
Right,
I can't even believe I forgot about that. So imagine saying that, you know, oh yeah, well, more people went to see Avengers. Wrong. I mean, well, possibly true in Man of Steel's case. But at the same time, it's just think about how, you know, there's also 3D sales, and then there's also, I mean, Man of Steel did have 3D sales as well, but still, you have people who go to see the movie 8 times. So,
exactly.
yes, you could say, oh, the movie was so good that someone went to see it 8 times. But that really shouldn't be your goal, you know? I mean, your goal is that people should be coming to see my movie, not seeing it 13 times, I feel. But it happened. So, you know, so I think that even if more people end up going to see Batman Superman, if it happens, right, big if, because, yes, Batman and Superman, the one Captain America guy, right, will see it 13 times. And then his friends will all see it 13 times each. And I don't want to do that kind of math here, live on the radio. I don't, we only have an hour here, right? We can't be doing this for, like, several hours. I'm very, very poor at math. But you see my point. So, definitely, you know, no one should be worried about Cap 3 at all. At first I was, because I didn't see this movie. So I thought, honestly, probably Superman Batman, I thought. I go see the movie. Honestly, I'm going to go with Cap 3 now.
Exactly.
And this is coming from a guy who loves Batman and coming from you who loves Superman who wanted World's Finest forever.
Oh, I've wanted this thing for years. I mean, they announced the Avengers. I'm like, so are we going to get World's Finest or Justice League soon? Because that'd be pretty cool.
And now here we are with, you know, with exactly what that director said. You know, it's just, oh, look what DC has. They have movies, you know, where right now Marvel has a universe. And
exactly.
Cap did so much for the universe because, you know, I feel as if, what I feel is that, you know, it's, what happened in Cap 2 is going to translate to other films, meaning that if you just try to do the whole, oh, I'm only going to watch Avengers 1 and 2, you're missing out on a lot, and please don't complain if you don't enjoy the film. Honestly. Because I've heard some complaints about the film on its own, and I agree, you know, yes, a film should be able to stand on its own. But at the same time, when it's made to stand with this universe, because these characters have been in this, don't say, oh, yeah, so-and-so didn't get character deaths or something along those lines. It's just, no, please understand, they got their deaths. You know, it happened. The whole world imploded several times in several films. You didn't see that. You know?
It's like we spoke about before we got on the air. A friend of mine said,
yes.
Captain America's boring. And I said, did you see the movie? Well, I saw Avengers. I'm like, but you didn't see the first Captain America movie. You know nothing of the character other than the Avengers. And that friend saw Cap 2 last night and just texted me three words, I'm so sorry. I immediately knew. And she's like, Captain America's amazing. I'm like, you see? You got to give it a chance.
Oh, you almost made me laugh, though. You reminded me of All Hail the King, which, by the way, quick thing. If anyone has not picked up the DVD or Blu-rays for these particular movies, either do that or find these little mini-movies on the Internet. Point being is that for a while now, each and every film comes with a little mini-movie that kind of, you know, adds something to the mythos, if it is a... like a prequel to the next film, or it just does something that makes you think, wow, this is really cool, interesting, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And All Hail the King, I'll spoil this because, hey, spoiler hours for Captain America, not for All Hail the King, sorry. It was on the Thor 2 DVD, actually, if you want to go, you know, dig that out, if you only saw the movie and didn't see any of the extras. All Hail the King has to do with, what was it, Terry?
Trevor.
Trevor, so sorry.
Trevor Slattery.
I just saw the movie yesterday. What am I doing? I just rewatched the movie yesterday. Trevor, i.e. the Mandarin, being in jail. And I remember he said something along the lines of, you know, it's just, you know, it's like, so what do you want to say here? It's like 3 words. You know, seriously. No, it was like 3 words. Thank you. And it's just like, and the reporter looked at him. He was just so confused. Like, what?
Oh. And the best thing the prisoner asked him to do the voice. That was just awesome.
Yes, that was great. A prisoner, you know, looked at him. I assumed he was going to get beaten up by a very large African-American male prisoner who actually basically is his lapdog because he's a big fan of his work. He ends up going to get him a chocolate pudding, which I think was like a, I think the Mandarin, he's like, get me a chalky. So chocolate milk, rather. So he goes off, and then he accidentally, his lunch ends up going, hitting a Caucasian male prisoner, and he's about to, you know, beat him up, and all of a sudden he has his whole entire crew, which is an entire, you know, basically, you know, like a lot of crew, prison members are just standing there just, hey, don't mess with our guy. And so the Mandarin tells him off, or, you know, Trevor tells him off, and then turns around, and all of a sudden one of the African-American males says, you know, yo, man, you know, do the voice. And he goes, they say, listen, you know, the voice isn't something that I can just do on command. Okay. And then turns around, puts on the glasses, turns back around, and just says,
and you'll never see me coming.
Yo! They were just so happy. It was great. And he was just doing bows. It was a beautiful thing. Basically, go watch a lot of these little mini movies.
I think there's only three so far.
No, there's been more. Remember, they did little ones like even in like Thor and in Cap. They did little ones, but they've only been getting bigger with like Avengers and Thor 2 and Iron Man 2.
I think I missed a few then because the only ones I saw were on Avengers, Iron Man 3, and Thor 2.
No. Before that, there were ones. I remember Coulson had one where he was going to Mexico to try to get the hammer.
Right, tiny ones.
But they've expanded.
Yeah.
But they've really expanded into something wonderful. I mean, hell, we had one. Now we're in the spoiler section, everyone. But before we wrap it up, just again, go watch this movie. You know, I don't want to give it ratings. I just want to say, just go watch this film. You need to, whether you are a fan of the comic book or not, go watch this movie. Would you agree?
It is absolutely. It's the best. Whatever your theater charges, amount of money you're going to spend.
Definitely.
It's an amazing movie. I think it's the best out of the Marvel films so far. I don't know about you, but...
I would say that if not the best out of the Marvel films thus far, the best sequel. And by sequel, I mean, you know, the second film. But even then, even comparing it to Iron Man 3, best sequel.
Absolutely.
Honestly. Very, you know, and so now moving forward, now to the real spoilers, no jokes.
Thank God.
You know, Bucky is the Winter Soldier. In case we didn't cover our asses better earlier... Here we are.
This was revealed 10 years ago in comics, I might like to add.
Yeah, I know. I felt weird keeping it a secret, even though we messed up twice. But it was great. But still, it feels weird keeping it a secret. Well, you know what's funny, too? I think, depending on who listened to us in the first half an hour, even though we kept it a secret, we were trying to, but we messed up, I feel like someone will go, Bucky who? That was sexist.
Even though we messed it up, I mean, there's been trailers clearly stating Bucky's the Winter Soldier.
Really? Because I haven't seen all the trailers. I've seen a lot of them, mind you. I just assumed that it was me knowing, going into it, that was making me think he was the Winter Soldier.
Oh, no, there were a few. There was one TV spot, one full-length trailer, and one of those like behind-the-scenes things. Where they just say it's one of the best reveals we've ever done, and the reveal is Winter Soldier's Bucky. I'm like, why did you do that?
Oh, that's great. Oh, great. Now we can talk about what I've been complaining about in real life, and it can fit really well. So this is my complaint, not even about this film, because other than that, maybe it's because I haven't seen as many, but other than that, I don't think there's been as much exposure, because, all right, now that we're in spoiler land, Zola was in this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
That was so cool.
Are you feeling this with me right now?
Like,
Zola was in this.
I kind of got it when they were in the it was like an old military bunker, right?
Yes.
And there was a giant computer and the little camera they had on top. At first, it's a camera. I'm like, that looks like Zola's camera a little bit. And then the screen comes on and you can hear the voice. I'm like, oh my God. And that was one of the moments when you and me looked at each other and Constantine or Ashley. Like,
I think people need to understand. Even though you want spoilers, that doesn't mean that you know what we're talking about. Now, remember, Zola was, in Captain America, the first one, Zola was the Red Skull's right-hand man, who died. Mm-hmm. However, in comic book world,
no one really dies. Oh, wait, Red Skull or Zola?
No, Zola.
Zola didn't die.
Well, no, he didn't die, but technically, in comic book land, he died.
Oh, well, yeah.
Right, yeah. But in real world,
he was recruited by S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yes. And, you know, and basically, but the point is that, you know, in Marvel Land and in DC Land as well, you don't really have to die. I mean, you can die. Maybe you'll come back like 5 years later. But what matters is you don't have to die. And what's cool is that in this case, they took something straight out of the comics, but still, in my opinion, wasn't that cartoony.
Not at all.
Because it was just like, oh, yeah, because it's, you know, oh, my mind was uploaded into this computer, and here we are. And it was great.
I mean, it's like that new movie coming out, Transcendence. It's the same kind of premise,
yes,
and it's not
actually
really too cartoony.
No. And it was really interesting because, you know, again, seeing him there. And what's great is even though he's dead now, it's just, you know, you can, as we mentioned before earlier in the podcast, you have so many possibilities of where this can go because, well, you know, he was punched. He was broken and the place exploded, you know, but where, you know, like you think, okay, so exploded, we're done here, but computers, you know, hard drive.
He could be anywhere.
Memory.
He could still be on that flash drive Captain America had.
Yes, he could have easily put it. So now you're thinking, and also, in case anyone, you know, sorry for spoilers, guys, but, you know, the Red Skull can do the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm.
We know that Hugo Weaving doesn't want to be part of the filming process again, so I don't know what they would do there. However, again, Red Skull is cool with being put into, you know, robot. He didn't want to, but if he has to live on, he will be put into robot, you know, bodies,
yeah,
and stuff. So we can have that in the third movie, too. Also, you know, in case anyone, since you're okay with spoilers, I'm hoping you've even seen the film. Yeah, Bucky still needs to be looked for, which is great because we can have a third Captain America movie wrapping up that trilogy. And if Chris Evans wants to leave, possibly by death, who knows, right, comic book fans, we could have Bucky take up the role of Captain America.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't exactly a spoiler. They've alluded to the fact that two Avengers are going to either go away or get killed off in Avengers 2. And high on the rumor list is Captain America and Hulk. Again, just a rumor. Nothing's been confirmed yet. But
that
it
really
would make...
That really upsets me, though.
Why?
Not Cap. Cap, I understand.
Oh.
Although it's stupid because they're having a third one.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think he's going to... I think he's going to live. He has to live now after the second movie.
Well, yeah, so...
Oh, no. Remember, though, he was a spoiler. Not a spoiler. He was a rumor at one point.
Yeah.
But now he just physically cannot be done. Like, it cannot be done. Because if it happened, then he would just... You know, like, this story would come to a halt. Like, that would be silly.
Mm-hmm.
But I do say, though, that the Hulk really upset me, though, because the Hulk reeks of, we don't want to spend CGI on this. CGI money on this.
Mm-hmm.
And that really gets me upset, because he's such an interesting character, mostly, obviously, the Banner side, but even the Hulk side, when given a voice, is such an interesting character from what I've seen. So to have him just be, you know, I don't know. But
I mean, and it seems like they finally got the perfect actor for Bruce Banner with Mark Ruffalo. Because I never liked Edward Norton. A lot of people liked him as the Bruce Banner, but I never really took to him as Bruce Banner. Ruffalo,
I agree. I agree. I wasn't a big fan of him as Bruce Banner. I mean, he wasn't the worst in the world, but was not a big fan. However, we do have Danny back on the line. Let me just him right in there. Hello, Danny.
Hey, what's up, Matt?
Hey,
what's up, guys?
Tell us, what did you enjoy about the Winter Soldier movie?
I don't think you have enough time.
Yeah, right? Well, let us. We'll talk to you for about 5 minutes. We'll let you go off. We'll let a fan go off. But also, by the way, I'm very sorry that we didn't give out the number. We gave it out on our Facebook page, those guys on the radio.
Yeah.
Like us on Facebook. But if you definitely want to call in, please call in at 718-664-9468. 718-664-9468. 5 minutes from now, we will be letting Danny go, but please, definitely keep on calling until our end time of 7 p.m. Now, Daniel, tell us, what did you enjoy?
Okay, I enjoyed basically the fact that the Winter Soldier is probably the second strongest villain they've had since Loki.
Yeah.
How long is that?
Yes,
what?
Actually. He definitely gave them a fight that I haven't seen previously.
Because,
I would agree to that.
I also love the fact that they they actually tie in all the Avengers. That makes it they show you why they wanted to bomb New York instead of, like, remember when they
talked
about
Mm-hmm. Yes, they didn't.
Now it all makes sense because
whoever was evil, you can see they were Hydra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, definitely. Those little, we mentioned it earlier, but those little cameos are definitely a really nice thing because it makes you the fan who's been invested, even if it's only in the movie, you know, the movies, it really makes you feel involved. What else did you enjoy?
Oh, the fact that I think I kind of know where they're going with the whole the future with the thing. They're going to probably send Hulk to space and do the World War Hulk aspect.
I hope so, because if he doesn't, because I would hate if they killed him, but if they somehow managed to send him to space, because I didn't you mention, Anthony, this was off podcast, that there's a good chance that they're fighting the Hulk in the beginning?
Oh, dude, that's been confirmed, actually. They've been, set photos, and you can see the Hulkbuster armor's hand and the CGI model for the Hulk. We're definitely going to see them fight.
They're going to have, it's going to be Hulk versus the Hulkbuster.
Yeah.
Yes, in the beginning. However, we don't know who's piloting the Hulkbuster, which is really cool, because for all we know, it could be, it could be Rhodey. Because as we've heard rumors of, not rumors, where, Robert Downey Jr. doesn't really want to continue as much, maybe in a more limited role. So
it
could be another one of the Avengers leaving.
Especially after the Iron Man 3 credits, when normally it would say Iron Man will return, it just said Tony Stark is going to return.
Yes. Yes, definitely. Also, one little thing, an interesting thing. They did not say in the Captain America film, I don't know if you picked this up on this either, Danny, they didn't say that Captain America will return.
They didn't?
What?
No.
I
were watching
thought they
it the
did.
Entire time. They didn't.
I could have sworn it said it right before we got up.
Really? I could swear
yeah.
that because I remember I was... Honestly, now you're going to make me want to find this illegally on the internet. Don't do that to me. Don't put me in jail.
No, because I remember after the second after credit scene with Bucky at the Smithsonian, it said Captain America will return for Avengers Age of Ultron.
Danny, did you also see it? Oh, right.
No,
okay, no, never mind. What am I saying? Of course. Wait, did it say Captain America or Steve Rogers?
Captain America.
Cap,
I thought.
Right? Okay. Okay, Captain America, yes. You see, this is how bad my mind is. I remember Scarlet Witch and what do you think of Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver, Danny?
Huh? Quicksilver
what do you think?
Awesome, because it actually looks awesome, better than the Days of Future Past, which I still have my beef with. Have you seen the commercial with the Days of Future Past one, eating a burger?
Yeah, I saw that. That was
I have yet to see the... all I have seen are the pictures of Quicksilver, and I'm not a big fan.
I saw that, and I'm like... I don't care if it's the 80s. You still make it look cool.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like... It looks lame.
Yeah, no, I could see that. I'm definitely going to look up the trailer soon just to see what you're referring to. But the pictures, I did not enjoy them. So, Danny, before I let you go, one more thing.
Yeah.
What else did you enjoy about this amazing movie?
Pretty much the fact that it's probably the biggest Marvel movie since Avengers. And... probably is the best Marvel movie out of all of them. For a while.
Yeah, no, I'll give you that, because especially a big movie, I mean, while I do complain about, them getting, bigger and bigger when you don't have certain people involved, but yes, it had, a great, more of a grand kind of quality to it where, I will admit, yes, you do need it in certain films where, now with the Avengers, it's, all right, how are we going to get even bigger than this? And then, of course, you have Ultron coming in. And then for the third Avengers, we know that Thanos is going to be in there. So it's how are you going to get bigger? Well, the universe is in trouble. So that's how you need to expand. So, but I hope, though, that in main movies, they stop the big kind of, in single movies, they stop the progression of, we're going, this is going to happen, and this is going to happen. Because then it really makes you think, why is another Avenger not saying hello? Just one.
Yeah, pretty much. And they and they also. Oh, and just to be one more thing. I'm finally happy we actually got a black superhero.
Oh yeah, I think.
Yeah.
Yes, Daniel being an African American, and I think anyone, regardless of your race and whether, should really just sit back and think. Do we have any black heroes on TV? On TV and things like that. And we have them in comic world. We do. We have a decent amount, but they don't really get as much exposure as they should. And I think having the Falcon there was great.
Yeah, and I thought Anthony Mackie killed it as Falcon.
Yeah.
Definitely. But anyway, Daniel, we're going to let you go. But thank you so much for calling. And I will see you next week in the school that we both attend.
See you next week, man.
See ya, man.
All right.
All right. So, What I was going to say, though, definitely following up on Danny's, on what he was saying about, you know, having more African American superheroes. You know, it's really just nice to just see, you know, more people without having to, you know, change their ethnicity. Because I don't want to, you know, bring up any hate or any. But I just feel as if it's just great when you can represent someone who is African-American or a different race, rather than having to say, this person needs to become this.
Yeah.
Because, you know, because I, like, even with, like, at the very least, Nick Fury, you know, had an ultimate version of him, who actually looked a lot like Samuel L. Jackson before the movie came out. However,
well, they
had they had, yes, of course, had they just turned him African-American, though, I would have been very put off, if only because, you know, you could use others. Actually, what really makes me feel very weird when I look at her is Kobe Smulders.
Oh, you mean Aunt Robin?
Yes, Aunt Robin. This is a story about how Aunt Robin saved the world, everyone. No, when the thing is, I know you said that joke. Credit to Anthony. The way I feel is, you know, when you see the movies and then you pick up a comic and you see that she's actually Hispanic, that is what gets me a little upset, actually. How you use the black version of, you know, Colonel Fury, but then for some reason you feel the need to make a Hispanic woman, you know, Caucasian. That actually gets me a bit, but no one will complain about that. No one knows about that. But I'm bringing it out there, everyone. Complain when they turn minorities white, please. Don't complain when people who aren't minorities aren't becoming minority. Complain when they change the minorities. You know, because I think it would have been nice to have seen a Hispanic Maria Hill, as much as I love Kobe Smulders' performance. But also, definitely going back to the cameos, we had a lot of people from Iron Man, from a bunch of other films that really make you feel like you're invested. Like, I sadly can't remember the name off the top of my head, but the jerk from Iron Man 1 who is on the committee that was trying to get his armor taken away from him.
Oh, no,
is
Iron
part
Man
of Hydra.
2. Iron Man 2,
you thank
mean,
you.
Senator.
Oh, yeah, it was the beginning of Iron Man 2.
Senator
yes.
something. I forget his last name.
Actually, his name might have been Senator something.
I think it's Senator. I feel like it was Senator Pierce, but I'm thinking of Robert Redford's character.
No, you're thinking of... Yeah, you're thinking of Guy Pierce. what's great, though, is that... is that he was there, and he's just, you know, just casually, just, oh, hey, how's it going? Hey, Hydra. And then you're just like, wait a minute, like, what's going on here, guys? What are you guys doing?
He casually walks down the steps. You see that? My knee. You see that? He just keeps walking. I was like, oh, okay, his knee. Hail Hydra, sure.
Yeah, right? Yeah, just, he hurt his knee hailing Hydra. He took an arrow to the knee hailing Hydra. But seriously, though, I just think it's, and by the way, now that we can get into spoilers, that espionage, the entire, you know, the S.H.I.E.L.D. Being, not the S.H.I.E.L.D., we're not going to wrestling, S.H.I.E.L.D. being, not even taken over, just always having been with Hydra, just to the side, you know, as like from the shadows, was great. Because it's something we've never really seen in the comics, so it's something new. But the way that they did it didn't make you think that everyone in S.H.I.E.L.D. is a Hydra member.
Exactly.
Only a select few, and it made you really feel good. Like, okay, good. So, you know, Nick Fury, not a Hydra member. You know, Tony Stark, not a Hydra member.
Black Widow,
Thor,
not Hydra.
Yeah, Thor, not Hydra. While there was no Jeremy Renner as Hawkeye, could have safely assumed not Hydra. Actually, I was very scared for Black Widow, because the second it's like, oh, hey, look, there's double-crossing here, I got really nervous.
Oh, so did I. The minute that happened, I was like, oh, God, Natasha, oh, boy.
Yeah, especially when, you know, there was, like, I saw the USB thing previously, I was like, no. Because, yeah, Nick Fury did send her, and you can say Nick Fury did, but for all you know, Nick Fury was getting orders from someone else. So there,
exactly.
You know, and Natasha was in on it or something. It just really made me worry, just thinking, all right, please don't turn her evil again.
I was even a bit worried about Sharon Carter, because she was placed as Steve's neighbor to keep an eye on him. And that immediately was like, oh no.
Actually, she isn't Sharon Carter. If anyone picked up, they called her Sharon only. They did not relate her to Peggy Carter in this film. I'm wondering if they're trying to keep that, like, a quote-unquote secret in their own way. While they spoil everything else, that's the kind of world we live in. That was a point I never really got to truly finish. We live in a world that will spoil everything for you in hopes that you will try to watch the movie because of it. And that's why we had a first half an hour where we really tried our best to not have spoilers, because it really irks me when you have to go into a movie thinking, oh, wow, you know, Bucky is the Winter Soldier. I wonder how we got there. Instead of thinking, who is the Winter Soldier?
Exactly.
You know,
I mean, that one was a bit harder, mainly because of the comic book history, if you're a comic book fan or if you know a comic book fan.
Of course.
But there's
course.
One that you and me spoke about, like, the other night through text. I don't know if you want to bring it up, but when I told you, that's kind of what gave you this whole idea. So I don't know if you want to bring that up on here or what.
Actually, all I could think of today is Spider-Man, when you and I talked about it in person. Would you like to allude to it slightly before I agree? What
was
I referring to? Was I referring to an Avengers thing?
Yeah.
Hmm.
The one we're talking about from last night.
All right. Spoilers only because, sadly, you can find it on the internet as a... And people will forget. No one listens.
All right.
So please, tell us.
Okay. Spoilers. The Vision is going to be in Avengers 2. And
we don't know who he's going to be, thankfully, right?
What do you mean?
We don't know who the Vision is going to be.
Like who's playing him, you mean? Or?
Yes.
Oh, yes. No, we do.
Oh, wait, no, technically we do, which is, yes, now I remember.
That's
we know
how
who's
the
playing
whole
him,
Vision thing was
which
confirmed.
Is even worse, which is even
mm-hmm.
worse, by the way, because we're not going to tell you who's playing him, just to save you, but if you want to Google it, that's fine. But the point is that we know who's playing the Vision, and we know who is, you know, who's, because they've been in previous movies. Actually, that kind of happened also with the Winter Soldier. Had you gone on IMDb, you were able to see who is playing the Winter Soldier, and then, wait a minute, click on that guy's name. Oh, hey, look, that's the same guy who played Bucky Barnes.
What a coincidence.
Maybe they're thinking, oh, hey, let's double up on actors, because, you know, Disney has no money. Yeah, that's the kind of world we live in, and it angers me. So I tried to give you guys the best that we can. For future movie reviews, we'll try and do that as well, because it's just, or recaps, because we just want to be able to, you know, cater to both sides of our very limited, currently, fan base. It'll grow.
Before we go, I just want to touch on one thing that I was bringing up before
when
you were talking about how certain characters from the Avengers weren't, like, in this film, like, saying, hey, we can help out. From what I remember, Captain America, the Winter Soldier, takes place prior to Iron Man 3, which is why there was no S.H.I.E.L.D. really interfering at all with anything that was going on with Aldrich Killian and the Mandarin and all that.
Right.
Thor 2, I'm not entirely sure where that fits into place. I would assume that's also after Captain America 2, because there was no S.H.I.E.L.D. there, just regular police people.
So what you're trying to say is the fallout of this S.H.I.E.L.D. Hydra thing is that currently there is no S.H.I.E.L.D.
Exactly, and it's affecting that Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which I still haven't seen anything of. But
yes, actually, I've only seen a few episodes myself, but apparently the fallout is coming soon.
It already started.
Yeah, the fallout has already started, mind you.
Yeah, last Tuesday, I believe.
Yes. Yes, all right. Yeah, so definitely, as I said before, and I'll say it again, go see this movie. There's so many Easter eggs that we have. Oh, let's name a few more. Baltrock.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Yeah.
They got Baltrock in the movie.
The French guy, where you're just, you never would have thought. Also, I mentioned this before, I mentioned it again, the action sequences, you know, the fighting was excellent. So to see Baltrock kicking butt, I mean, granted, yes, Captain America's, you know, the main character, he's going to win. But to see him actually kicking butt and not being made fun of by Deadpool for wearing all purple is great. Though I do want some all purple. I will admit, all purple's nice. Comic book stuff is nice.
Yeah, and in terms of the fight sequences, I thought one of the best choreographed fights was when Winter Soldier and Cap fought for the first time in the middle of the city,
right after he tracks
them down on the highway. It was amazing, and the camera work was perfect with it. And he made the knife tossing as he was punching seem effortless, and the bionic arm was just incredible. Like, you could hear all the little whirs and clicks as it was moving. It was just so well done.
Oh, yeah, I mean, you know, Danny mentioned it, and I agree. You know, he is the most threatening villain who isn't Loki. And, of course, throwing out Thanos, but since Thanos hasn't been introduced yet, we don't really want to, like, bring him up. But, you know, he's just so menacing, because to be able to take Captain America on and to really not lose necessarily, I mean, he lost eventually, but technically, I mean, It was more of an environmental thing because he didn't want to fight Bucky. He's his friend, so he just put down his shield and said, "Just hit me. Hit me with your best shot."
And then when he said, "I'm not going to fight you, I'm your friend," he goes, "But you're my mission." And Captain America just looks at him and says, "So then finish it." I was like, "Well." But then we can go back to Winter Soldier. He took on everybody. He took on Falcon. Falcon got away, I think, with his parachute. But when he took on Black Widow, that was actually really close for Black Widow.
Oh, definitely. But what's great is that she did get the jump on him, which is nice. I enjoy that they are giving her... Well, we understand that she doesn't have superpowers. They are still giving her her time in the sun, which is needed because I would feel really upset if she's just treated as that girl on the team. Even Hawkeye, where if he's treated as just that guy without the powers.
Mm-hmm.
But no, they give them each their time to shine. And do you know why Jeremy Renner was not... You know, while we're wrapping up... Do you know why Jeremy Renner wasn't a part of this? I assume that some filming clashed or something along those lines?
I don't think they ever actually addressed that. I know a lot of fans were wondering, like, why isn't Hawkeye in this? I mean, he's technically S.H.I.E.L.D., but they've never actually addressed it.
All right, because hopefully it's because they're going to do a Hawkeye solo movie. Right, everybody? No? Yeah, they won't.
It's never going to happen.
No, and it's terrible because you could tell that in this film, I believe... that in this film they were trying to use the Black Widow character as a way of saying, hey, do you guys really like her here? Because if you do, we can make that whole movie thing happen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like they were trying to do something with her along those lines. Maybe it's just me?
With Hawkeye, you actually made me remember something. Do you know who the man was with, in the after credit scene with Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch?
Anthony,
you know who
Anthony
the man
Andreas,
with the monocle was, or not?
Ben Andress, rather, I think... I think his phone is cutting off, if not mine.
Hello,
Anthony Sandris. Yes,
yeah.
you're sadly...
Yeah, I
know,
cut
out.
Phone.
I actually like to mention something. Both he and I have Time Warner Cable. Right now, I don't know about you, my television is on, and it's currently glitching out as well.
Oh, so is
Thank
mine.
Thank you, Time Warner Cable. Okay, good. So guess what? It is happening because both of our companies, which is technically the same company, is having a lovely time destroying our podcast.
Okay, so while I'm still alive on the phone, do you know who the man with the monocle was?
Let's pretend that I did.
Okay. So you knew that was Baron von Strucker, dude, right?
There we go. Okay. No, because... Although I have to say, though, I'm very happy that he actually had his monocle. See, I was very worried that they were just going to start really taking away everyone's kind of, like... I don't say coolness, but, like, because it's not really cool, but you take away Falcon's colors, you take away his ability to talk to birds. I understand the bird thing, though. You take away his ability to talk to birds, you take away this, take away that, you know, all of a sudden it's like, but the costumes, man.
Yeah.
So I'm really happy he had his monocle.
Yeah, and he's going to be in the opening to Avengers 2, so we'll see how the rest of his look plays out.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Also, I was very happy with seeing Scarlet Witch and, you know, the whole Quicksilver thing. Wasn't that great?
Oh, yeah. That was awesome. I got to show you his suit, by the way, in Avengers 2, because it looks really good in terms of comic books and movie.
I wish we had more time, but sadly we're going to have to wrap this up. Thank you guys for listening to Those Guys. Please like us on Facebook, Those Guys on the Radio. And any closing thoughts? Couple seconds, closing thoughts?
We've said it a lot. I'm going to say it again. Go see The Winter Soldier.
Oh, you have to. I mean, honestly. I mean, see the other movies first, please. But, you know, I mean, if you have seen them all, definitely go see Winter Soldier. There's no reason why you shouldn't. There's only a million reasons why you should. And also, please stay tuned, because while Anthony is leaving me now and this show is coming to a close, we will be having a post-Monday Night Raw recap. So, you know, definitely go watch WWE's Monday Night Raw, and then Tish Ram will be coming on with me at midnight, and we'll be talking about Monday Night Raw. But take care, guys.
Have a good night.
Thank you guys for listening to Those Guys. And let us have our music play us out. We're going to have the theme of our people, the real Americans.
Awesome.